This is KCUR 89.3. State House Blend is a weekly political podcast that investigates the Kansas legislature and the Missouri General Assembly.
Introduce yourself, please.
Good morning, Brian. My name is Kevin Corlew. I'm state representative from District 14, which is in Kansas City North. Happy to be here.
We're happy to have you. Let's play the open. This is State House Blend. I'm Sam Zeff.
And I'm Brian Ellison. We're using coffee
and donuts
to better understand the legislatures on both sides of the state line,
the issues and the people in Topeka
and Jeff City. Here we go. The coffee is hot, the donuts are fresh, and it's our first meeting with a state representative of the 2016 legislative session. Glad that it can be Representative Kevin Corlew, Republican from Kansas City North. And also joining us are Janelle Shuey, who she's a stay-at-home mom, lives in Brookside. Good to have you here, Janelle. And from my KCUR colleague, Donna Vestal, the Director of Content Strategy here at KCUR 89.3. Welcome, Donna. Governor Jay Nixon gave his last State of the State address earlier this week, and ethics reform was one of the topics that he addressed. In fact, let's listen to a little bit of that speech.
The people of Missouri are nobody's fools. They understand a donor who writes you a fat check expects something in return.
Words from the governor affirming a package of ethics reform bills that seem to be well on their way to passage, including limitations on lobbyists, on representatives becoming lobbyists, at least until a year has passed, limitations on them accepting consulting fees for campaign advice, but not including the limits on large campaign gifts that a lot of people are calling for.
We have strong disclosure limits on contribution, or strong disclosure rules for contributions, so that any contribution that I or another legislator receives is in the public eye. Now, the next step, though, that you talked about is having to do with contribution limits, because that does have impact. To that end, I've been working on legislation. It hasn't been filed yet, but that would have some type of contribution limit, reasonable limits. I don't think that what we had in the past were contribution limits that were about $300. Well, what you would see is that instead of giving $30,000, they would just break that down into 100 different $300 contributions mm-hmm. from different sources. And then that's hard to track. So I think ultimately you've got to have some disclosure.
It's got to be higher than $300.
Right. And so what I've looked at is basically a $5,000 individual limit in state rep races, a $10,000 limit in Senate races, and a $20,000 limit statewide. I think that would be still reasonable, allow people to have their First Amendment rights and to be able to give their speech, which the Supreme Court has held that contributions is a form of First Amendment speech. But it also ensures that you wouldn't have one person, such as Janelle mentioned, basically dictating how an election will go.
Bravo. I agree. I also had a question about some legislation on unborn child protection that you helped co-sponsor. So what do you think about the Kansas appellate court ruling yesterday?
So just for our listeners, the Kansas Court of Appeals ruled 7-7, actually, which means they upheld the lower court ruling that struck down or put on hold enforcement of the Kansas legislation that outlawed the dilation and extraction method of abortion. So that remains on hold in Kansas because of that divided court ruling in the Court of Appeals. It'll probably go to the Kansas Supreme Court. So Janelle would like to know what you think of that.
Right. And we have similar legislation that has been proposed here in Missouri. I haven't read the specifics of the Kansas bill to know what the differences are, but I know that decision was based on a Kansas Constitution. But I think that, you know, with this issue, it's a public policy issue. This particular legislation is not aimed to outlaw abortions, but rather to make sure if it's done, that it's done in a humane way, and that these type of dismemberment abortions are curtailed. And then, so from a public policy perspective, though, that's a decision that tough decision that lawmakers generally make, that public policy, and that public policy is to be made in the state legislature.
I guess my thoughts on that are that we're still trying to legislate laws restricting what women can do with their own bodies. And I think that seems fairly regressive in this day and age. And I thought it was interesting that part of the legislation then restricts the provider from providing any other services while the issue is being fought out in court.
Is this the Kansas legislation?
No, this is the
Missouri proposed.
Yeah, this is the HB 1714.
Well, you have to, in any legislation, you have to have a mechanism of enforcement, and those provisions are meant to that if the legislation passes, that there's a means by which if there's violations of the law, that can be addressed in court, and that the persons who are violating that law can be a remedy for that, and just like any other type of law that has been violated, while the court proceedings are going on, the person that's the alleged offender of the law can't go out and continue to commit the same act that they're being prosecuted or that's being dealt with in the court system.
Sorry, Donna, go ahead.
No, that's okay. I was going to change track, and that's a
Please.
Hard track to change from with any good transition. But I want to ask you, I was in Target the other day, and I'm overhearing a conversation that, oh, my gosh, you're getting on an airplane. Your Missouri driver's license isn't going to work, right? So, and I know the facts that they can use their driver's license right now, that it's fine. But I know you've proposed, I believe, legislation to have two kinds of ID, maybe in Missouri.
Right.
And I'm wondering if that might make it even more confusing.
Well, here's the issue on that, Donna, and that is in 2005, the Congress passed the Real ID Act. And particularly in the 9/11 hijackers, there were more than 35 different identifications that they had from different states. And that was a problem that they found, that people could get – and then later that people could get around the no-fly list by having an identification from a different state. But then in 2009, our state legislature had some concerns on some of the privacy issues and some legitimate concerns about some of the information that was being required. And so they passed a law preventing Missouri from complying with the Real ID Act. Now, the federal government gave us an extension on that and allowed that situation to happen for several years. But now they've said that we need to comply, and that the first aspect of that is that Missourians cannot use their Missouri-issued license or identification to get on a federal facilities. So my legislation recognizes that some people do have the privacy. So recognizing that, what some states have done, and the federal government has approved this, is that they allow the individual to make a choice. And I think that's ultimately the best thing that we can do here, is to say that we will have a compliant driver's license with the Real ID Act, so that people that need to travel and travel freely will, or go on military bases, will be able to do that. But then when you go to get your license, you'll be given the choice and be told what it means, and you can keep the current style of driver's license that you have now.
Thanks to our guests for joining us, KCUR's Donna Vestal, one of my bosses here, and the director of content strategy, and Janelle Shuey. She lives in Brookside. She's a stay-at-home mom with a handful of kids of her own to remember the names of. Thank you both for being here.
And
thanks to you, Representative Kevin Corlew. One of the things that we do that helps us get to know you best is we ask you to help us end the show with a song that you think speaks to the moment or is maybe one of your favorites. What song should we go out with today?
Well, I'm drawing a blank, Brian.
All right. Do you want me to go to the guests?
Yes, go to the guests.
Okay, so the
one.
Way this works is that each guest gets to make a suggestion, and then I, as the host, get to decide.
Ooh.
So Janelle Shuey, what's your pick?
Life on Mars, David Bowie.
Oh, in honor of the late David Bowie, Life on Mars. Donna Vestal, can you beat that?
Oh, Take It Easy by the Eagles.
Take It Easy. Wow.
I'm gonna turn Glenn Frey, love there.
Our producer, Matt Hodapp, points out that we did end last week's show with David Bowie. And so we have not.
And she is your boss.
And we have not honored Glenn Frey. And more to the point, Donna is my boss. So we're going with Taking It Easy. Statehouse Blend is produced by Matt Hodapp and Brian Ellison. We'll see you next time.
She's a friend of mine. Take it easy.
That was an excerpt from Statehouse Blend, KCUR 89.3's podcast about the Kansas legislative session and the Missouri General Assembly. You can find the full episode by subscribing on iTunes or at kcur.org/statehouseblend.